three HDNL teams were crowned outright conference champions in baseball and softball this week, including the South Fork Cubs, who were enjoying their most impressive run in conference action in several decades. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Cubs and the other HDNL championship teams in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school baseball and softball news, a look ahead to next week's Charles Lakin tournament, news of why it was a big week for the Cal Poly Humboldt softball team, some high school golf news, and why this weekend will be an important one for the HDNL track and field athletes. But first up, the South Fork girls continued their most impressive run in the Little Four in 3.5 decades by clinching a second straight outright Little Four softball championship this week. The impressive Cubs traveled to Ferndale for a conference-concluding doubleheader on Tuesday and split, taking Game 1 7-1 before dropping Game 2 5-4. But that was enough to secure a second title outright, 1 year after the team ended a 35-year wait to win a conference championship. Head coach Lisa Todd and her players closed out the Little Four with a record of 10-2 and edged Hoopa by just one win in the race for the pennant. The Warriors also closed out conference play on Tuesday, travelling to the Bear River Sports Complex to play St. Bernard's and sweeping a doubleheader, winning 7-4 and 7-3. The Hoopa girls also swept a doubleheader at Trinity on Wednesday, stretching their winning streak to 6 straight and improving to 17-7 overall. It was also a good week for the McKinleyville Panthers, who secured outright Big 5 championships in baseball and softball with victories over Arcata on Wednesday. In softball, the Panthers clinched at least a share of the conference title after splitting a doubleheader against Del Norte on Saturday, but needed one more victory to win the pennant outright, and the players delivered with a 10-1 win over Arcata on Wednesday. Also in Big 5 softball on Wednesday, the Del Norte girls closed out with a 9-7 win over Eureka in Crescent City. The race for this year's Big 5 championship was one of the most exciting in several years, with just 3 wins separating the top 4 teams in the final standings. Fortuna, which swept a doubleheader against Arcata on Saturday, closed out with a record of 8-4 and finished second behind the 9-3 Panthers, with the 7-5 Del Norte girls in third and 6-6 Eureka in fourth. Arcata closed out 0-12. The top three teams, McKinleyville, Fortuna and Del Norte, will all advance to next week's HDN postseason Charles Lakin tournament, while Eureka must play the waiting game and see if an overall record of 9-12 is good enough to qualify for the North Coast section playoffs, with the brackets set to be announced a week from Sunday. In Big 5 baseball, McKinleyville rallied for a come-from-behind 9-2 win over Arcata on Wednesday to clinch this year's conference title outright. Like the school's softball team, the McKinleyville boys also came into Wednesday's conference finale, having already clinched at least a share of the title after sweeping a doubleheader against Del Norte on Saturday. But, according to head coach Mike Dobrik, the players were hungry to clinch the championship outright, and they delivered with a gutsy performance against the Tigers, despite trailing for the opening 3 innings. With the victory, they closed out conference play with a record of 11-1 and are now 20-2 overall. They needed to win on Wednesday, with second-placed Eureka pushing them all the way in the race for the championship. The Loggers, who lost 2 games to McKinleyville earlier in the campaign, won 4-0 at Del Norte in their final game and closed out 10-2, just one win behind the champions. Wednesday's victory was the 7th straight for Eureka, which receives a number 2 seed for next week's Lakin tournament. Del Norte placed 3rd in the Big 5 with a record of 6-6, followed by Arcata at 3-9 and Fortuna at 0-12. The Tigers swept a doubleheader at Fortuna on Saturday, winning 3-2 and 13-2, and it was a special day for 2 of their players in particular. Senior Tanner Keyes and his freshman brother Rylan Keyes got the 2 wins on the mound, giving the siblings the rare achievement of winning for the same team on the same day. In Little Four baseball, meanwhile, conference champions St. Bernard's continued to roll with a 9-0 win over Hoopa on Tuesday, improving to 11-0 in conference and 20-2 on the season. The Ferndale Wildcats also won on Tuesday, beating South Fork 10-0 and improving to 7-4 in conference and 15-4 overall. The Wildcats, whose four losses this spring have all come against St. Bernard's, placed second in the Little Four, followed by South Fork in third and Hoopa in fourth. The top three baseball and softball teams in both the Big Five and Little Four will advance to next week's HDN postseason Charles Lakin tournament, which gets underway on Tuesday afternoon in Arcata. This year's tournaments feature a couple of notable changes. The baseball tournament returns to the Arcata ballpark this year after it was played at Bilotti Field in Eureka a year ago due to the construction that was taking place at the Arcata ballpark. The softball tournament will take place around the corner at the Arcata Sports Complex. Opening day in both tournaments will feature the 2 and 3 seeds from all four conferences, with the four conference champions opening in the semi-final rounds on Thursday. Both championship games will take place on Friday. The softball final has been moved up to 3:30 p.m. because of a scheduling conflict at the Arcata Sports Complex later in the day, with the baseball final taking place under the lights at the Arcata Ballpark and starting at 7 p.m. Switching gears, it was a good week for the Cal Poly Humboldt softball team, which split a four-game series at Stanislaus State last weekend to punch its ticket to the conference postseason tournament. The CCAA tournament got underway on Wednesday and will run through Saturday, and this is the first time the Jacks have qualified since 2017. In local high school golf, meanwhile, the Arcata Tigers claimed this year's HDNL Team Championship and also took home the individual title. The league season closed out at the Eureka Municipal Golf Course late last week, and Arcata senior Ryzen Miller was crowned champion, edging freshman teammate Matisse Stuan by just 4 strokes over the 6 rounds of league play. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, this weekend will be an important one for the HDNL track and field athletes. The 2026 League Championships will take place at Del Norte High School on Saturday before the league athletes turn their attention to 2 weekends of North Coast section meets. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.